From Tridio Media, I'm Father Roderick, and this is The Daily Breakfast. In this episode, I discover the patron saint of travelers at the Archaon Midwinter Fair.
Beautiful autumn leaves near the window of this medieval house. In this street of the Archaon historic open-air museum here, where it's still winter fair, and where there are so many activities like this escape room, which definitely looks very high-tech in this medieval setting. It's still drizzling a little bit, but it's not as bad as it used to be. Let's take a look inside here. I can see a fire, and that's always good.
Smoldavische koek. Smoldavië. Het komt uit Smoldavië. En ik ben daar een ingezetene van. En Smoldavië, dat is een heel klein landje. Ik ben ook de enige die daar woont.
This lady tells us that she is someone from Smoldavia. And she is serving Smoldavian cake near the fire. I'm translating otherwise. And this is what you prepared.
You can taste it.
Ah, red and green.
And blue.
It looks and blue. I'm going to go for the red one. Thank you. Okay. Well, that's a tiny little bit. Let's see how this tastes. And so the taste, or the colors appear during the cooking process. Right? Oh, it's good. Nice, buttery, sweet taste. Really nice. Wonderful. And of course, we got a nice fire here. It's warm. They've got cake. What's not to like? All right. This is my favorite part of the Archaon museum, because of all these little houses, and when you walk inside, it really feels like you're in a different world. You're entering the Middle Ages. Here are some people sitting around a table, and they're looking at stones and crystals on the table. And here is someone explaining all the different types of metals. There are some candles and all sorts of medieval utensils and pottery filled with herbs and other things. So this is a place where they would gather all sorts of crystals and stones and polish them, and I don't know, perhaps there were even medicinal characteristics attributed to these stones. Here's another little nice looking house where it's very cozy, and here you have a workshop to make perfume, and it's not really my thing, but it does smell nice. All right, let's go inside. Ooh, wow, it smells very strong in here. Very, very nice scent. And so, here you can mix all the ingredients. And then that would create your own personalized perfume. Another fire. Another lady who is explaining what's happening here. It's really nice. And of course, they've got food. Bon appétit. And look at all these nice lights here. Wonderful. Very magical. And here you have all the different types of perfume that has been created in this workshop. Very, very nice. Bye-bye. And from that, we are going to the soup house, the house of soup, with nice banners here on the facade. And in the window, you can see the ingredients. So it's all sorts of old Dutch vegetables. There's kale here. I'm not even sure what this is. These are definitely carrots and more carrots. So that makes for a really good winter soup. There's more kale here, and these are black roots, look like black carrots. Here is cabbage, and let's see what else they have. Oh, this is a nice soup place. I can smell the soup here. It's wonderful. They've got the bread and the butter, and then lots and lots of people enjoying their cup of soup. And this is perfect soup weather, because it's so cold outside and wet. And so to sit inside here with your cup of soup is a wonderful way to spend your day. What are these people? This looks like medieval drag. With red hair and sunglasses. Oh, wow. Look at this. This is amazing. Check out the facade here. Big, big windows, stained glass. There is an Advent wreath here on the side of the building. But inside, they've got these nice frescoes on the wall. Let's take a look. All sorts of herbs and oils. But check out the walls of this building. Ancient medieval depictions of jewels and fights. Knights on horses. And there's a beautiful staircase. And on top of that staircase, I don't know if you can see that, for those of you that are listening, I'll describe it. There is a fresco or a drawing of Saint Christopher carrying Jesus over the water. So I'm not sure if you know the story, but Saint Christopher was a giant, or at least a very, very tall guy. And one day, he would always carry people across the river from one side to the other. And then one day there's this child that he has to carry across the water. And despite his size and his strength, he notices that the child gets heavier and heavier, and he struggles to get it to the other side. And when he finally has been able to bring the child to safety, that's when he learns that he's actually been carrying the one who carries everything, and that is Jesus himself. Hence the weight. And that's an old legend about this giant Christopher. But it's great to see him depicted here on the walls as the patron saint for travelers. So definitely one of my patron saints, because I travel a lot. And here above the fireplace, which is down below here, warm, warm fire. There's another drawing of a knight on a horse. And there's some Latin written there, mille periculus super sum. So I have conquered 1,000 dangers. And this would be the place to hang out after vanquishing all the dangers, because this is where they make mulled wine. And it is in these pans over the fire. Let's take a closer look. And smells good. So you've got mulled wine, and there are all the ingredients, the oranges and herbs and spices. Nutmeg, of course, I think is in there, and some other stuff. Really nice. In this corner, we see a lady who is making bouquets of dried flowers. Or actually, I think she's doing Christmas bouquets. Very nice. And then on the left here, I'm not sure what this lady is selling, but it looks like all sorts of oils, medicinal oils, ancient recipes. And let's take a look at the walls here with even more medieval depictions. Here on the right seems to be kind of the tree of life, or it's people dancing around a tree, and the queen or the princess carries a checkers board. So definitely something that has to do with play. There's another small space here. If we go through this door.
And
there are people are preparing ingredients for, I don't know exactly what. This man is cutting onions, red onions. For what is that? For what are you preparing? A beef stew. Oh, good. Yeah, on the in the fireplace, there's something cooking. Let's take a look or take a smell. Oh, geez, look at that. Oh, delicious. Beef stew, and then of course that needs lots of onions and carrots and all the good stuff. And here, on the left, is some more knitting. There is a colored wool, bright rainbow type of colors. This is just regular unpainted wool. And then this lady is using old techniques to create a little hat or something like that with wooden needles or wooden, I don't know actually what the names are. So lots of work going on here. Very, very nice. And of course you've got all the winter and Christmas decorations hanging from the ceiling. This is a wonderful, wonderful place. Let's go outside and take a look at all the costumes here. Commenting on my selfie stick. Here you can take a nice picture together with Mr. Death. This is also a really nice place to hear stories. That's part of the appeal of the winter fair are the storytellers. And they are coming from all over the country, and usually they tell old fairy tales, legends, but also a lot of these typical Dutch mythological tales, which of course is I think one of the most classic entertainment forms of entertainment that the world has ever known. It's just before we had television series like here, Outlander. There's a poster from the TV series based on the book. But before we had all that entertainment on television and movie screens, we had stories that we could tell. And if you would close your eyes as a kid and your mom or dad would tell you a nice story, then it would be so much better than any movie or TV show that you can watch. That's definitely how I grew up, with stories and fairy tales. My mom always used to read us stories before bedtime. And then later on when I learned to read, I couldn't stop reading. And my favorite genre was always fantasy and tales of knights and magicians and wizards. And in my mind, I would imagine a world that looked a little bit like this world, the world of the Archeon Winter Fair. I hear some music, or at least drums. Let's go take a look. Not sure where that's coming from. Oh, there you go. Look at that. Drums and guitars, and these are violins, or it's a Gurdy.
Hurdy-gurdy.
Hurdy-gurdy.
Yes. Perfect pronunciation.
Is it hard to play?
No. It's really simple.
Oh, wow. How do you do the melody?
It's like a piano keyboard.
Oh, it's a keyboard underneath.
Hey.
Wonderful.
Yes, I tell you all my secrets.
I love it.
Have fun today.
Great, you too. There you go. The hurdy-gurdy. What are they doing here? Well, sorts of Vikings and Normans gathered around a place where they are crafting metal objects. I see. This is where they make knives and what else? All sorts of medieval stuff. Oh, axes. Well, there you go. Well, actually, he's sharpening a knife there, I think. And there's a little oven here on the right where you can heat the metal. And this is all artisanal stuff to go with your Jon Snow costume. Great. Well, let's follow these colorful people
dressed in fantasy costumes. This guy on the right actually has pointy ears, so he must be an elf or some kind of magical creature. It's still drizzling a little bit, so people carrying their umbrellas. Also some kids in costumes. I mean, who wouldn't want to take their kids to a festival like this? I mean, isn't this the most amazing place? You'll learn about history. You discover the history of your own country and your own region. And at the same time, it's just this big party in this magical place. This tops any form of digital entertainment. Let's go to the left here. I hear more things happening there. Oh, look at that. We have a whole regiment of green people. They look like like orcs. Little orcs or little green. Look at that. Green people. Goblins. They're goblins. Are you friendly goblins?
Very friendly
goblins.
Garbage goblins.
What are garbage goblins? Isn't that nice? That's a nice green. I am from Holland. I am.
You speak on English.
Because the people that are watching this are not from Holland, so I'm showing them around. The people that are watching this are from all over the world.
Wait, all over the world.
Oh, there you go. Wait. What's happening?
Is it an echt, hè?
She's checking. Checking, there's a guy in a Scottish costume, and she used a little mirror to check underneath his skirt. That was funny. And some more people here taking shelter underneath what looks like a Viking or Norman type of settlement or house. And I think we're here back in the the early period of the museum. So these houses are built on archaeological data that we found from 4,000 years ago. This is a bronze time. But then all of a sudden, in all this grayness, you have this incredibly colorful lady with this amazing rainbow-colored dress, which is absolutely stunning. And she even has a unicorn on her forehead, so definitely rare. Let's follow the Scottish couple over there. I'm still looking for the guy with the bagpipes, who must be hanging out somewhere here. What, that's not medieval. There's an airplane flying above us. And I think it is because the airport of Rotterdam is in the vicinity. Breaks the spell a little bit of this magical world. But then again, we could imagine that this is just a big dragon flying over us. Oh, again, I smell the smoke coming from another fireplace. A little kid walking around. Nicely dressed, very warmly dressed, because it is very chilly. And here we see the defense wall that surrounds the Roman buildings of this fair. And it is, there's not much to see. There's a watchtower here. And you know what I like about this park is that you actually see history come alive. And this, of course, now is the core of a winter fair. But this is open the entire year. And then they will have all sorts of events, also reenactments. They will have open-air demonstrations of ancient crafts. And so this is definitely a place where I want to return. Actually, in order to... when I was going to buy my ticket, they told me that I could get like a yearly access for just a little bit more. And so I now have a museum card that I can use to enter not just this museum, but a lot of museums all over the country. And I thought that would be actually great for these shows. I can take you to all these different places and we can explore all these fun museums and fun open-air locations. And of course, that's great visual material as well. Speaking of visual, I think you'd rather watch the people outside here than me. Because the costumes are, I think, what sells this little doggy in the rain. It's starting to rain again. So I may actually go and hunker inside. And I'm going to the Roman bathhouse, because this is usually the place where they have all sorts of like shops and things, and you can even eat. Ooh, this looks nice. They've got burgers, ancient burgers. there you go. That looks really good. Nice warm burgers, and you can eat them here at the fire. That is wonderful. All right, and over there, despite the rain and the cold, children are playing outside, blowing big, big bubbles. It's magic. It looks fantastic. Magical bubbles. And they use these ropes, actually, to create the really, really big ones. And there's a bit of wind, so it's actually working quite well with the bubbles. But it's raining too hard for me. I'm not as brave as these kids, so I'm gonna go inside where it's warm and dry. Here we go. Oh, nice. There is a lady that looks a little bit like Father Christmas or Santa Claus. Wonderful costume. Check it out. That's an amazing costume. Hey, how are you? That is a wonderful costume.
Yes, thank you.
What is it? It's not Father Christmas. It's Mother Christmas.
It's part of Mother Christmas. With a very wrong Christmas sweater.
Oh, you've got the... with the moose on it. Wonderful. Yes. And a lantern as well.
Yes.
Did you make all that yourself?
No. Actually, I combined it all together. Started with skirt.
Yeah.
And then I combined all the rest with it.
Well, the result is fantastic.
Thank you.
All right. It's nice and warm here inside. So I'm going to chat a little bit with the people here. And in the meantime, I'm going to say goodbye. And if you want to see more of the Winter Fair here at Archaon, I invite you to subscribe. Just hit that subscribe button on YouTube. And if you want to listen to the audio version, which is, I mean, I know that some of you really like audio, but for this kind of stuff, you really also want to check out the video. But if you want to listen and subscribe to the audio podcast, just go to tridio.com/subscribe. Thanks to my patrons for making it possible for me to do these shows. Thank you so much, and thank you also for your wonderful feedback and being the wonderful community of friends all over the world. You are great. See you soon. Take care, and God bless.